This is the World in Brief from The Economist. Our top stories. America's Supreme Court limited the authority of the Environmental Protection Agency to regulate carbon emissions by power plants, complicating government efforts to mitigate climate change. In a separate case, the court held that the Biden administration could reverse a Trump-era policy requiring asylum seekers to remain in Mexico while their claims are adjudicated. The rulings cap a controversial term in which the court's conservative majority eliminated the right to abortion, loosened gun laws, and eroded the separation between church and state. Recep Tayyip Erdogan demanded that Sweden extradite 73 people whom Turkey accused of terrorism, or risk losing his support to join NATO. Turkey's president said Sweden promised to deport them, though no such commitment appeared in the country's joint memorandum with Finland about NATO accession on Tuesday. The ultimatum, issued at the end of the alliance's summit in Madrid, threatened to reopen a dispute that appeared resolved just days ago. Consumer spending in America slowed in May for the first time this year as households responded to high inflation and rising interest rates. The drop from a revised 0.6% increase in April to 0.2% growth could suggest that the economy has contracted for the second consecutive quarter. Jerome Powell, head of the Federal Reserve, previously cited, quote, strong spending as evidence that a recession was not inevitable. Meanwhile, stock markets performed worse in the first 6 months of the year than they have since 1970. President Joe Biden said he supports scrapping the filibuster, which requires 60 votes to pass legislation in the Senate in order to codify abortion rights. Mr. Biden, a longtime defender of the filibuster, called for a similar exception in January to pass voting rights legislation. Speaking in Madrid, where NATO wrapped up its summit, the president said the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade was, quote, destabilizing. Russian forces withdrew from Snake Island, a tiny but strategically important chunk of Ukrainian territory in the Black Sea. Russia called the move a, quote, gesture of goodwill, to show that it is not blocking food exports by sea from Ukraine. But Ukraine claims it forced the occupiers into a hasty retreat, having in recent days intensified its efforts to remove them. China's President Xi Jinping arrived in Hong Kong for events celebrating the 25th anniversary of the territory's handover from British to Chinese rule. In preparation for the anniversary on July 1st, many of the city's streets and buildings have been adorned with red Chinese flags. It is Mr. Xi's first trip outside of mainland China since the pandemic began, and his first visit to Hong Kong since 2017. Ecuador's government signed a deal with indigenous leaders to cut fuel prices, ending weeks of sometimes violent protests. The Catholic Church moderated the talks. At least 8 people died during the demonstrations, hundreds were injured, and around 150 were arrested. Bowing to pressure, Ecuador's president, Guillermo Lasso, also said indigenous groups would be consulted about potential mining projects. And fact of the day, 15%, the amount by which Ukraine's economy contracted between April 2021 and April 2022.